This is a fucking disclaimer, warning you, what you're about to hear is fucking vulgar and kinky as fuck. This audio is a fantasy roleplay and was created for adult entertainment. It's only a work of fiction. It has no basis of reality. The audio is not intended to be used as encouragement nor instruction. This creator does not condone the activities depicted within this audio, but what I do condone is that you have a chill place to kick back, pull out your dirty dick, and jerk it for me, baby. Hope you enjoy. Happy Monday to all you depraved perverts. It's Candy Comes. I wanted to post something sexy this morning in hopes of starting your Monday off right. Now, this is a disclaimer. The characters and events portrayed are only works of fiction. None of the events you'll hear me describe have any basis of reality. So drop your drawers, kick back, and stroke that cock for me, honey. I hope you enjoy. This is a torrid tale told by 13-year-old Chris. Deidre doesn't have to try to get your cock hard. Just the sight of my mom will make you fully erect. Long before I wanted to fuck my beautiful blonde, big-titted mom, all of my friends begged to bone her. They'd piss me off with their sexual innuendos. Like, damn, Chris, hook me up with your hot mom. Or the most common annoying question would be, do you ever get to see your sexy mom naked? The answer I give my buddies is hell no. Yet in reality, I try to catch a glimpse of her gorgeous naked body as often as possible. My mom is a 40-year-old badass attorney who wins every case she defends. The first time I watched her fight a case in court, she got me hard as a rock. My dad, well, he's a different story. He's been in the service ever since I can remember. For the last year, he's been stationed in Germany, which is why they fuck nightly on FaceTime. I hear mom in her bedroom trying to hide her groans while she masturbates with my dad watching her. Every night I hear her moaning in ecstasy. It drives my teenage cock absolutely mad. I lie in bed, pounding down on my cock, as I imagine myself fucking her pussy, doing anything and everything she commands of me. To be honest, the thought of fucking her consumes my mind. Mom and Dad usually attend their friend's yearly Halloween costume party, but this year, unfortunately, she went alone. She was dressed in a black latex catsuit with these tight, thigh-high boots. Holy shit, she looked fucking exquisite. After Mom left, all I could focus on was stroking my dick. I had sifted through her dirty laundry and found a pair of pink panties to jerk with and a red pair to smell. The scent of my mom gets me so fucking high. I also grabbed her 36 double D bra. Man, I came so hard, the right cup was filled with my jizz. By the time my latex-clad mom arrived home, I could tell she was drunk. She threw herself down on the bed and called my dad. I could hear her laughing while she told him about her fun evening out. As soon as I heard her bedroom door close, I knew exactly what was about to go down. And having no shame, I pressed my ear up against the door, listening to her FaceTime fuck my father. I was pumping my cock like a sex fiend. Damn it, I wanted her pussy so bad. Right after their call, her room went silent. I snuck a peek, only to find her passed out. She was laying naked on her back, legs slightly spread. I saw her glistening lips staring at me, smiling. I just stood there for a few minutes, admiring her perfection. Then I noticed Mom's hand move down between her legs. She started touching herself. Oh my God, my mind went haywire. I slowly crept up into her bed, in awe as her large breast rise and fall with every breath she took. This was my opportunity to get a close-up look at Mom's pristine pussy. I quietly and gently crawled up onto her bed, my face only inches from her freshly cum-soaked cunt. All I could do was inhale her succulent sweetness, which instantly made my cock jump and jolt, as if it were screaming to get back where it came from. I needed to feel her soft hand touch my stiff dick, so I grazed it over her palm, letting it rest there for a minute. Damn, it felt so incredible. My mouth was literally salivating for a taste of her. I slowly slid between her legs and began lapping my tongue up and down her warm slit, dipping it into her tight pussy hole. Fuck, she tasted amazing. Then Mom woke in a drunken haze as I was eating her out. In Mom's groggy state of mind, she thought I was my dad. Before I could run and hide, Mom ran her fingers through my hair. Grabbing a hold, she worked those moist pussy lips up and down my face. Ah, she soaked it with her tasty juices. Maybe Mom was dreaming as she rubbed my face into the folds of her vagina. Fuck it. I'm not going to pass up a chance to lick her wet and willing cunt. While pleasuring Mom, she began moaning my dad's name as she gyrated her hips back and forth. In fear of being caught, I reached for the lamp on the nightstand and turned it off. I continued licking her clit, dipping my tongue as deep as her tight kitty would allow me. But then she rolled over to turn the light back on, causing me to drop face first down on the mattress. She giggled, then demanded I bring my hard rod back where it belonged. Mom straddled my face so she could commence the 69 position. Deidre was moaning and commenting how big and hard I was. With my dick in her mouth, she mumbled something about how this reminded her of their sex-filled high school days. At that point, I was devouring every drop of her nectar, and I even started licking her ass, giving her a rim job, which seemed to drive her insane. Mom had a strong hold of my shaft, licking around my head and feeding off of the pre-cum that was pouring out of my tip. Suddenly, the phone went off. The sound of my dad's ringtone was screaming at us. This caused my horny mom to snap out of her drunkenness, only to realize my cock was in her mouth, not her husband's. Panicked, Mom quickly jumped off my face. I tried my best to calm her down, explaining, "It'll be our little secret, Mom. Please, please don't stop now." But Deidre was visibly upset as her eyes started tearing up, confessing to me that my dad was her one and only lover, yet complaining that his deployment has been brutal. She is not fulfilled with just sexting and FaceTime fucking him. My stunning mother expressed how badly she needs a warm, pulsating cock, filling her full and fucking her hard. At that moment, she pushed me back onto the bed, becoming extremely ravenous, kissing me deep. Oh, God, the taste of her tongue on mine sent shivers right up my spine. Not to mention my cock was bigger than I'd ever seen it. Then Mom's voice changed. She purred. "So, my sexy little boy toy, you're gonna make Mommy come hard tonight, aren't you?" I heard the words yes repeat from my mouth as I climbed between her thighs, slapping the head of my dick up against her dripping wet vagina. As I thrust my hips, penetrating my mom, she let out this erotic moan. She wrapped her long legs around my waist and pushed down on me as I rammed my cock deeper inside of her. That pussy felt like home to my penis. I just needed to fuck her harder and faster. That's when I felt Mom's body start to quiver. Watching the screams come out my mom's mouth, "Chris! Chris, yes, honey, yes! Fuck Mommy harder, harder, harder! Oh, fuck, son, you're gonna make Mommy come! Oh, yes, honey, Her tight pussy was contracting around my swollen shaft. That's when I lost it, blowing a huge load of creamy cum inside of her. We were both drenched in sweat, out of breath, our hearts racing a million miles a minute, with absolutely no strength or control. My body collapsed down onto hers. Mom wrapped her arms around me, hugging me tightly as we fell asleep. From that day forward, Mom and I fucked daily. My favorite is when she wakes me up, my rock-hard cock in her mouth. I look and see the sexy, excited look planted on her beautiful face. She's ready to ride her son until she comes. Ooh, yes. Such a naughty mommy that Deidre is. That's my kind of girl.